Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor, Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow of the Hoover Institution and a classicist. And writing in American Greatness recently, he observed the controversy at Harvard University, at the University of Pennsylvania, at MIT, over remarks made by their presidents before congressional hearing about anti-Semitism. However, we now have had a development in this story, and I call upon Victor to measure whether this is the beginning of something that can be seen as positive, which is to challenge DEI's dominance of the American Academy. Victor, you know, as the headlines know, that the president of Harvard has resigned. Does this mean DEI is now going to be examined as a source of the problem and not a source of the solution?
Well, it's not the beginning. It's not the beginning of the end. Maybe it's the end of the beginning. People are waking up and they're saying this is intolerable. And you can see it when the Harvard Corporation, who we all look toward, Harvard is supposed to be the preeminent university in the world, and yet they could not tell us the truth. They did not use the word plagiarize at first. There's over, allegedly, somewhere between 25 and 50 instances going back to Professor Gay's dissertation. So they said that it was first, they made a new word, John, duplicative language. And then yesterday in their language, they said it was just a misstep. It was intellectual theft. It was clear. Anybody who looked at the file could see that was available to anybody. And then they cited racism. She did as well. Nobody in her resignation letter, she never said, I failed to, enforce codes of behavior when people were overtly anti-Semitic. I didn't do that. And I took the intellectual work of other people and I apologize. She couldn't say that. She cited racism. People looked at that and they said, if race was an issue, it was in your benefit, because given your publication record, even if it wasn't characterized by plagiarism, it would not have, in many cases, except for your own case, have warranted tenure at Stanford in the political science department otherwise, or at Harvard. So I think there was a lot of anger at people, because now what happens? You've said that she's not able to be a president because of plagiarism, but she's going to be, what, a faculty member at Harvard? So she's going to go back to the political science department, and she's going to have a record of plagiarism that gets annually 40 or 50 students at Harvard either expelled or put on leave. It's not a sustainable situation. And everybody looks at the Harvard Corporation, and they said, you hired this person with a record of plagiarism. You didn't investigate. Did you or did you not use race as the determining factor in hiring her? And why did you back her when it was clear that under oath to Congress, she didn't tell the truth? She said that she could not act because of the context in the First Amendment in response to really flagrant anti-Semitic behavior and speech. But yet everybody knows at Harvard that they enforce speech codes, that they do stop speakers from coming that they don't like. And if some faculty member a lot of faculty members have been put on leave, chastised for speech or behavior they felt was somehow anti-DEI. So the testimony was not truthful. The research was not truthful. And then the reasons why she, to the bitter end, she couldn't admit that. And she went to the refuge of race. And that was ironic, because race is what had helped her get the job. They had no bearing in her dismissal. She did that to herself.
So the end of the beginning, 30 seconds, Victor. That's where we are. This marks a turning of the page.
Well, as we said before, you can either be the preeminent university or come down hard on people who plagiarize and ruin the Harvard reputation. They did it too late. Now she's still on the faculty, but it's a beginning. All the other universities are looking at this and they're saying, Even with DEI credentials, it might not protect you from plagiarism or other infractions that faculty must abide by these codes.
Victor Davis Hanson, a classicist, is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.